Thank you very much. I have got Marcus Harris with me. It's good to be continuing to talk to Matt Marcus. It means he's making runs. That was tough going today.
Yeah, that was a challenge. It didn't feel like it got much easier at any stage. So it's a tough day. Probably 4 wickets for the day. It doesn't feel like it tells the whole story, but it was good for us to find a way and get through and not get. I think we got to 200 in the end, so quite a good day for us.
So we've been talking about it all day, so we can actually ask you now, what's better, the 164 last week at the Junction or this one today?
Oh, last week was maybe a bit more fluent, but today was just one of those days where it was just hard work the whole time. I think it was good to be able to bat for 200-bit sessions. Would have liked it to come a bit easier, but yeah, when you can do that a bit as an opening batter, when you get put into that, it's always good. So it's good to be able to back up with another score after last week. But yeah, like I said, it was just a challenge the whole time, but that is what happens.
Yeah, so I'm not saying are you proud of yourself, but to be able to go through some really tough conditions and fight through, you not only fighting the conditions, but sometimes you're fighting yourself to get through and bat that length of time. How much more satisfying is it than at the Junction, where it is a bit easy, you still got to get the runs, but it's a different sort of innings.
Yeah, definitely different. I think the thing is now that we've had a few, I've probably been like that for a couple of years now, the MCG, so you sort of know what you're in for.
Yeah.
So in the back of your mind, you know that it's not going to be easy and you're going to have to dig in and just try and find a way to score. And to their credit, they bowled really well all day. I don't think they had any patches of play where they didn't bowl well, so that makes it doubly hard. But yeah, it is good as a professional cricketer to have days where you grind out and find a way.
What's this pitch like? It feels like it's similar to the New South Wales one, but a little bit different, and even comparing it to the last couple of years here at the G.
Yeah, maybe a bit more even than the New South wicket. I think the New South wicket was a bit up and down, whereas this has sort of just been sideways. So you can, that's as a batsman, that you can deal with that. It's fine if it nips around a bit. But it's slow going. I think like they've put a, it looks like, it feels like there's new turf around the square a bit as well. So that slows the outfield down. So it makes it hard to score. But I think now that we've, you know, taken lessons from the New South game, we'll know how to bowl on it tomorrow, hopefully. But it feels like a pretty good wicket, but it's like always, there's going to be something in the whole game.
Your dismissal, it was very unusual that it actually hit where it did and went back onto the stumps. Were you as shocked as anyone when you heard the bail swell off?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting it, but you do see it a lot where blokes sort of gets the bottom bit of your thigh pad. I think Trav Dean said you should make the thigh pads flat around the time people get out like that. But yeah, it's just one of those. I had a few other bits of luck go my way, so that one didn't, but it's unfortunate, nothing I can do about it.
Away from yourself, Campbell Callaway late in the day coming in at your dismissal, and he looked $1 million off the back of what he did last week coming in as a concussion. So it looks like we're starting to see the Campbell of last year a bit more.
Yeah, I think he's really suited to that role at five. It looked like he was playing on a different pitch. I asked Pete what was going on out there and he just said, I don't know, Campbell was playing differently. But he batted really well, especially in tough conditions when they bowl well, and then to cop the second new ball. So that's really good for Kel, especially after being left out last week, and to come back in and get the 50 and then now to be 30 not out. It's credit to him. So hopefully he can sleep a bit more this week than what he did last week overnight and put a big score on the board tomorrow.
And Pete missed out on the 100. He's got starts or at least half centuries in every game he's played so far this year. It didn't quite happen for him today to get the three figures, but again, his form's been really good in difficult conditions throughout the start of the season.
Yeah, Pete's batting really well. I think especially three of the four games have been on tough wickets. So he got a brilliant 90 in the last game and then to get 60-odd again today. Probably shows how adaptable he is, you know, the way he's happy to play the game a bit differently, but finds a way. So it's good to have him get 60-odd again today as well.
How do you think it'll play out from here? Do you think it'll get easier, or, I mean, history says it doesn't. It keeps being difficult the whole way through, but what about from what you've seen today?
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully tomorrow morning we can still sort of bat, hopefully to lunch and, you know, creep up towards 300 and then go from there. I think it's whether or not you're willing to attack a lot with the new ball and maybe go for a few more runs and try and take some wickets. But if it's anything like the past, yeah, it doesn't get much easier. But if the weather's okay, it might dry it out a bit and make it a bit flatter. But yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, well done today, personally. And Victoria only those 4 wickets that have been sent in on that wicket. I think it's a good day for the team.
Yeah, good day. Thank you.
So there's Marcus Harris.